Hey guys, I'm Nicholas London.
And I'm Chris Watson, and you're listening to QP Talk in the Maritime.
Well, hello, and welcome to a live on location here at the Frederick Inn. I am Nick, joined alongside my brother, Mr. Chris Watson.
Alongside, in person this week, not at home, not in Ottawa, but actually in Fredericton.
Yeah, that's good.
Who would have thought we could actually pull it off?
Well, I didn't. No, really, I can't. This is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
There's a whole lot going on.
It might not look like it right now, but in the next, 12 hours or so.
So they can take a peek at all the work.
There's a lot going on. We've got a lot of workers setting everything up. We're going to be here this week, live on location, at the QP New Brunswick Convention in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We got all the workers here right now, like you said, setting up all the tables. And we're going to have, I would say well over 300 people here this week between delegates, guests, and things like that. Nick, what are your thoughts on that? This is your first one.
Well, I'm going to tell you, there is a ton of stuff going on. I'm excited. I'm nervous. There's a whole lot happening right now. There's been a whole lot happening, for the last couple of days for you and I. So, aside from the nerves, I'm very excited and I'm honored to be able to be here this week with all the fine people right here in Fredericton and at the Fredericton Inn.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, past so many years, myself, I've been doing the technical work behind the scenes with our wonderful folks at LMB. And, we always here in New Brunswick, we like to put it on the screen. We like to make it electrifying and really get everybody involved. We always introduce everybody with song and everything, so it really makes it fun. To think about what everybody's going to pick. So I've been training Nick to take on that role a little bit myself. Not myself, a little bit with him. And, so he's been learning how to do all the fun stuff and what it takes and behind the scenes. And he gets to see everything that goes on behind the scenes. And as you say, we are live. So you're going to see everything get a little movie, a little shaky as everything's getting set up because there's a lot of work going on.
And you know what? Over the next 48 hours, we will be set up in the gallery right here at the Fredericton Inn. We're encouraging people to stop by and see us. Take a look at the product. See what we are offering all the members of QP right here in the Maritimes and, of course, PEI. But we want to just let everyone know that we are putting all this together for you to see just what goes into these shows. Because anyone who thinks that we just press record and that's it, man, that couldn't be further from the truth.
No, because we've been setting this up for, about a half hour. And, yeah. You know, you think because you do it all the time, it's just ready to go. But like anything, and Nick's learning that, right? And that's, by doing the technical work here this week, between making all the PowerPoints and, when you change something, you add, a second here, take away a second there. And he's like, holy geez, you learn that it throws off everything. So then you got to go back and retweak. It's a lot of work. But that's only the amount of work that we've been doing. We were just in Salon E here, and Salon E is the office for the QP New Brunswick Convention. And I tell you, there's a lot of busy workers going on in there.
Santa's workshop.
It does look like Santa's workshop. For those who put on a convention know what it takes to pack kits. It's very monotonous, especially when you have, 300 kits that you got to pack, and there's all the documents and the swag and everything that goes with it. And it's just one great big production. And you got, people sitting there working behind the scenes, working on getting programs, everybody that's going to need one, your agendas and everything ready. Like there's just so much that takes place to put on these conventions. And, a lot of the members don't get to see that because, it takes place before they get here. But, what do you think? Eye opener, right?
It's an eye-opener, absolutely. One of the really cool things, too, is seeing just what the music, not like the entrances that I like to call them. The world I come from, we call them entrances. But that's really what it feels like. Like, you know, I'm naming these entrances. That's literally what I've called them on my drive, because that's what they remind me of. And it is so much fun to go through these things, pick songs, pick people, pick faces, pick fonts, and you know, and then you got to go through it, and you got to make sure that you're presenting these things in English and in French, because we are bilingual, and it's just a real eye-opener all around. And not to mention, kudos and hats off to the people that are in here tonight, putting all this stuff together, working their tails off to make sure that we're getting the very best that Fredericton has to offer. So you have to tip your cap to that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been coming here a lot of years and staying here a lot of days. I mean, not only for convention, you know, QP here in New Brunswick, we do a lot of business here at the Fredericton Inn, and you know, the staff here just couldn't be better. So, you know, hats off to them. We want to say a big thank you.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Now, we got quite the agenda, too. I mean, come on. That's quite the agenda. We got a jam-packed 3 days, 4 days coming up here. Let's just be honest.
We do. You know, we got a lot of speakers coming. I mean, we get a copy. I can't show you. It's top secret.
Top secret.
But we have a lot of speakers coming. We have speakers like Sandy Hardy, our regional director. We have Atlantic Maritime Indigenous Council. We have yours truly. We have...
Wait. Oh, you're going to talk?
Yeah, Coopy talk. No, I am going to talk. I'm going to talk on Thursday morning. So, I come...
Do you really?
I do. Right there, see? Right?
He's talking Thursday morning.
Thursday morning.
I'm assuming it's going to go something like, I want to thank Nick, he's in the crowd, for always, you know, taking care of me, making sure that I have everything I need. I want to thank Nick for, am I in ballpark?
I thought he must have read my speech. I'm like, geez, why do I even have to give it on Thursday? He's saying everything right now.
I knew it. Okay.
But no, it's there's a lot of people going to be here this week. I know normally in and around now on our segments, you would do QP National News.
But I love the way you segue into
the QP
things.
National News right now is, and I'll throw it over to Nick because that's your thing. What's our QP National
News?
Well,
I wish I had an airplane so we could fly west, but we don't need to this week because Mark Hancock and Candace Rennick are flying to us. How amazing is that? We're going to have those two present for the QP New Brunswick Convention. Chris, I am super stoked. I know you are. They're really making their rounds right now. Obviously, every week we're talking about Coast to Coast news. So we can actually say this week they're going to be here.
Yeah, it's a very busy time of year. Anybody that knows about the QP movement knows that convention time is the springtime here. So, you know, they're going bouncing around in between time zones left and right. So it's going to be exciting to have them here. And hopefully, maybe if we can, maybe we can snag one of them for an interview. Maybe. I know they're busy, so we'll see if we can make it happen. But, you know, we'll be in the gallery. We have some new backdrops, things like that. So we can't show you yet, but we just say we saw them today. Very thankful. Sandy Hardy made those happen for us, and a lot of the comms people behind the scenes. So, you know, big shout out to them and thank you as well. But we can't show you yet. You'll have to wait until tomorrow.
Yes, that's right. They will have to wait till tomorrow. And
this is all I got. Then you gotta wait.
Also, just so everyone is aware, we will be live as well after each convention this week. The plan right now is to run these shows for half an hour after the conventions. Of course, it's sometimes that can be difficult depending on people who might pull us away because they want to chat, or Chris might end up over in the corner talking to someone, or I could end up down in the hall talking to someone. So bear with us. We're not going to give you guys a direct time that we're filming these episodes this week. It's just that it wouldn't be fair to you guys because we're not sure if we're going to be here right at 4 o'clock.
Exactly. We'll go live, and if you catch it live, that's good. If not, it'll be uploaded, and you can check it out after.
With Candace being here and Mark, it's going to be great. It's going to be fun. Stop laughing.
I just want to know why you said I was going to be in the corner.
Well, I can't wait for this week. I'm really excited. And, of course, as you guys see, we've got literally tech guys that are all roaming around up here trying to get stuff done. It's a sin. I think they just want to be on our show, which is super cool.
Now I'm going to ask across the floor, how long does it take for a setup to do for a convention?
4 or 5 hours, depending on how many guys.
4 or 5 hours. So there you go. Yeah.
You want Chris to help?
Yeah, he's going to help.
There it is.
So there you go.
Great.
4 to 5 hours, and that's just for the tech crew, depending on how many people have to set up the room. Because you got microphones all around the room, you got TVs all around the room, you've got wireless mics all around the room, you've got English and French screens all around the room. Like, there's just,
you got us all around the room while they're trying to work.
Yeah, you do. But there's just so much that happens behind the scenes. And that's what I think this episode is. It's just behind the scenes and, you know, preparation. One of our wonderful sponsors, Higgins Insurance, they're going to be here joining us this week in the gallery. So stop by, see Higgins Insurance. You'll get a chance to talk to Bob Keyes. I know he's going to be here, and then one of his other colleagues is going to be here because Bob's a busy man. But again, you know, stop by and see them. And if you're in the St. John area, Quispam says stop by and see them. Quispam says New Brunswick,
506-847-7800. 7800. Hang tight. We're going to show you guys a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Keeping Talk in the Maritimes, Fredericton Inn, and the Keeping New Brunswick Convention live this week. Hey, Chris.
Nick, what's going on? What's with the saw?
I'm here to help remove the tree.
What tree?
The big tree that fell in the house.
That's the tree that I talked about on QP Talk in the Maritimes?
Yeah, I called the boys, man. They're coming over to help me.
Oh,
we got you.
You have to call them and cancel that because I've already been taken care of. That was 8 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, Higgins Insurance. They already took good care of me. 8 years ago.
That's because there's a safety net for the unexpected.
Absolutely. They're there for when accidents happen. Call 506-849-7800, Pettengill Road, Quispam Sys, Higgins Insurance. They got you covered.
Elbows up Canada signs.
Don't even worry about it. Here, you can have mine.
Hey, you already got one.
I did.
Yeah. That's cool. Thanks.
I can get another one.
No, hey. Thanks.
There's a great local business right here in St. John, New Brunswick that I can get them at. Chart Oak Design. Find them on Facebook. Personalized gifts. They make just about anything.
Anything?
Absolutely. Send them an email. info@chartoak.ca, or you can give them a call. 506-343-0454. And remember, it's extremely important to support local businesses.
This is awesome. Thank you.
No problem. Enjoy.
All right, guys. We're back here on QB Talk in the Maritimes. And just like that, Chris is gone. Gone. So, just a quick reminder, Higgins Insurance, you can't get no better. Check it out. Believe me when I say it, it's good. Chart Oak. You want some stuff done, that is the place to go. And it's local, right in St. John, New Brunswick. Amazing stuff. They can do it all. I want to just very quickly remind everyone, we are in the gallery this week for QP New Brunswick Convention. Come out, see us. We're going to have new stuff set up. We've got pins. We've got posters. We've got everything. We appreciate you guys. We're thankful because without you, there is no show. So we just want you guys to know, come by this week. We're going to be here all week long doing these shows and having a good time. So that's it. We're done. We're gone. And we'll come back tomorrow. And we're going to do this whole thing all over again. Good night, everybody.